Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2264. Chomp, what zombies can teach you about fat loss. By Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com, and I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Happy Monday and welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. So with that, let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. Chomp. What Zombies Can Teach You About Fat Loss by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com. The other day I was roaming my local library in search of large amounts of nerdery to soothe my soul, when I stumbled upon the greatest piece of literary fiction ever created, Marvel Zombies. Seriously, it's the best. I now render your ability to argue against this point useless. Insert mystical finger waving and arm flailing here. Did you think Peter Parker was just your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man? Just wait until he hits you with a face full of arteries and veins, instead of webbing. In this alternate bizarro world, all of your favorite Marvel superheroes have been zombified, which is bad news for the human race since we're the only thing left on the menu. While constantly fluxing between a state of anxiety and OMG WTF, I started to notice a pattern. These dudes knew how to stay ripped. I can already hear all the thoughts of you naysayers out there. Oh sure, blame it on the fact that they're battle-scarred and in a constant state of decomposition, or that they may or may not be missing several limbs or random body parts. My response? Bollocks, I say. Success leaves clues, and while they may smell a little ripe, these protectors of the universe know a thing or two and have given me the go-ahead to break you off a piece of that knowledge and how us mere mortals can apply it. The typical diet cycle. Come, step into my time machine. Let us go back to any one of your many past diet attempts where you tried valiantly, but in the end, fell far from reaching your goals. Did they happen to look something like this? Phase 1. You begin your diet with great gusto. You are awesome, you are great, and you are unstoppable. Phase 2. Hunger begins to set in, but you have it under control. It'll take more than that to keep you from achieving awesomeness. Phase 3. You haven't lost as much fat as you'd hoped for, and now your hunger is at code red levels. You're not sure how much more of this you can take. Phase 4. You break. And my goodness, what a break it is. Several cookies, cakes, and small villages later, you lay defeated in a food coma on the floor. Having undone days or weeks of progress in one fell swoop, you are down, but not out for the count. You vow to begin once again with a renewed spirit, because this time will be different. And the cycle repeats itself, again and again and again. Mad frustration ensues. Of zombies and men. When these zombies get hungry, they get hungry. Due to their ramped up superhero metabolism and high levels of physical activity, their appetite is almost insatiable. As a side effect of this ravenous hunger, if they go too long without food, they start to go crazy and are unable to focus on anything more complex than finding their next meal. Simply put, they start to make stupid choices that decrease the likelihood of achieving their goal. For example, human flesh. Is this starting to sound familiar? When we embark on our own physique-changing adventures, we commonly experience the exact same things that zombies do. Nuh-uh, Raj, we're different. We're able to push those feelings of hunger to the back of our minds and power through it. Yeah, initially, but what happens when those moments of hunger are constantly rolling around in your head? You're at the movie theater, eyeballing the popcorn chomper 8 rows ahead. You're in the parking lot, plotting how you're going to scrape that decade-old piece of bubblegum off the pavement and into your mouth. You're on the toilet, wishing you had packed yourself a peanut butter and banana sandwich. What? Don't act like it's just me. The fact of the matter is that at some point, you're going to be hungry while trying to lose fat. But I'm going to share with you a tactic that you can use sparingly when facing down the hunger beast. Thank you, Giant Man. As the leader of the superheroes, Henry Pym, better known as Giant Man, is responsible for coming up with the technology necessary to transport the heroes from world to world across the universe in order to gobble up any humans that they can. Given the nature of such a complex task, Pym has decided to keep his wits about him while focusing on his work, otherwise he is useless. In order to do this, he has to take the edge off of his hunger before it gets out of control and reduces his ability to think straight. And what better way to do this than by keeping a real live human tied up in the basement and using him as an occasional snack bar? So why don't we do the same thing? Not the whole holding another person hostage and eating them thing, but stopping the hunger before it becomes an issue. Have a cookie. In order to lose fat, you need to achieve a caloric deficit, either through more activity, less food, or a combination of both. How great that deficit is based on how fast you want to safely and realistically reach your goals. But in general, the larger the deficit, the more physical hunger you're going to experience. This time around, though, instead of having an almighty binge when those thoughts of hunger feel downright unbearable, just have a cookie. Have a cookie? Yep, have a cookie. It, of course, doesn't necessarily have to be a cookie, but have whatever it is that will soothe the beast within, allowing you to continually move forward towards your goal. Will having a small bag of chips now keep you from setting up residence at the all-you-can-eat buffet a few days down the road? Then eat them. Then get right back to work. Alternatively, you could simply eat a little bit more of the food you're already eating. If you constantly find yourself repeating the cycle that I talked about earlier, then you need to consider moving into a smaller deficit. Regardless of the scenario, I'd rather see someone take one small step back and preserve their sanity and momentum than take a huge hit and moonwalk all the way back to where they started, perhaps even further. Yes, it will take longer to reach your goal, but I'd much rather see that happen than have you constantly reinforce negative thought patterns that come from not achieving what you set out to do. If that option doesn't appeal to your Spartan dietary sensibilities, then you only have one other option. Put up or shut up. Accept the fact that you're going to be hungry at some point and anticipate it. Knuckle down and get it done if it is that important to you. If you're not willing to do any of these things, then you can simply keep replaying this infinite loop until you get tired enough to do something about it. Like Captain Planet said, folks, the power is yours. You just listened to the post titled Chomp, What Zombies Can Teach You About Fat Loss by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Today's author, Roger, was talking about how avoiding certain foods or eating too few calories can backfire. Roger mentioned that he would rather see someone indulge in a not-so-nutritious food and move on, rather than continue to avoid it. When we look at published studies and whether avoiding certain foods make us want them more, sure enough, researchers have found that depriving ourselves of certain foods can lead to us craving them more. And then, overeating those foods when we do allow ourselves to consume them. So if we allow ourselves the once in a while indulgence and get right back to work after, it probably won't derail our weight loss efforts at all. So as Roger said, go ahead and enjoy that cookie, then get back to work. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. Thank you so much for being here every day and sharing this show with others. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.